Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. This is Judah Albright, and I am so glad that you're joining me for Love Your Addiction. I am sure that you're aware that everything on this planet has a life. Addictions have a life of their own, too. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about what you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to show you ways to recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that addiction has been bad. I'm wondering how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? What about your rightness? When you love something like an addiction and you appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. When you are grateful, you become more loving. When you accept addictions and give them love, you are better able to see what they have been trying to show you about you. With loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And here's an awareness for you. Love never, ever, ever hurts. It's your fear that's coming up. So please forget about what our movies and songs program you to feel about love. Today, we are going to be exploring what is the meaning, value, and purpose of addiction within the learning tools of humanity. Are you ready to see, hear, and feel addiction in a new light? Well, Philip Collins is joining me, and we will be taking the judgment, the shaming, and the blaming out of addiction. We will be having a conversation about beliefs like, what really is addiction anyway? What is its cause and effect? Can we truly heal addiction? Or is it something not to be fixed but better understood? And aren't we all addicts anyway? Please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the bottom of your listening page, or you can call in at 516-453-9181 with any questions. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace and joy, love and abundance in your life. So let's get each other there. Let's get rid of our depressions, our hatreds, our angers, despair, and lack, all of which, by the way, contribute to addictions. Neither Philip nor I are out to change anyone. Only you can change you. We are simply the messengers of truths for you, which bring you new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. Now, before we begin our exploration, let me tell you who Philip Elton Collins is. Philip Elton Collins is a magnificent being and a marvelous friend. He is a teacher, healing arts therapist, conscious channel, former journalist, ad man, author, poet, and co-founder of the Angel News Network in Fort Lauderdale, New York City, and Los Angeles, and the Modern Day Mystery School. His numerous books can be found at philipeltoncollins.com, philipeltoncollins. And those books include and these are his titles: Coming Home to Lemuria, Sacred Poetry and Mystical Messages, Manpower God Power, The Happiness Handbook, God's Glossary, A Divine Dictionary, Activate Your Soul Plan, and his most recent and my very favorite is Divine Discussions. Philip's journey also includes being the director of marketing for George Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic commercials and the founder of Fairbanks Films International with film directors Ridley and Tony Scott, and possessing extensive corporate advertising experience at Young and Rubicon in New York. Philip's Soul Plan combines these talents and gifts into assisting our planet and humanity into shifting into a new paradigm. Welcome, welcome, Philip.
It's great to be here.
You and I have great. You and I have talked about how we choose addictions here on Earth as a way to learn. Why don't we start there with your input, please?
The input I'm going to be giving today, everyone, is from my recent book, Divine Discussions, Higher Realms Speaking Directly to Us, Realizing We're All in the Process of Connecting with These Higher Frequencies. And these particular teachings are from the Akashic Record, which holds all of our thoughts and emotions for eternity. So we want to connect with the core cause and effect of an illness or an energetic imbalance. And in this case, we're going to be talking about addiction. So what I feel in my private practice and my teaching and learning is that what's missing or not understood or even believed in standard medicine are the unseen forces that create life, the energetic, the spiritual components that maintain and sustain life, and particularly how these get imbalanced in something called addiction. So I'm going to throw out a whole other idea of what addiction is, and it's a tool that I've used in addiction therapy in my own private practice. It is my wisdom from these higher realms that addiction is a astral 4D, psychic astral dimension entity that attaches itself to the emotional body of a human being in the third dimension. And this is a karmic connection, and as a result of this, it creates a craving called addiction. And, of course, this concept of addiction is totally missing from standard therapy. So what we want to talk about is exactly how this gets approached into a holistic approach to healing. So
okay, and I love what you said. This is totally not recognized by the traditional treatment community that looks at addictions. And to some people, it's really unbelievable, and they want to think, well, yep, he's really wacko. But you are right on target. Thank you for saying that.
Well, what we currently have is the maintaining of disease rather than a healing, and that's become a big business, and that also includes a lot of our addiction therapy. So what we want to focus on here are the key elements missing in addiction therapy, and that's the self-empowerment through the proactive and often preventative involvement of the patient. And within the concept of healing being a process of inside out, not outside in. It isn't something you're going to receive from outside in. It's something you're going to activate from inside out. So the first thing we want to do within that is involving the patient. We want to be sure that the healing begins with nurturing and allowing the patient to be heard. So
definitely,
what this sets up is a balancing of the energetic, the spiritual life forces, if you will, flowing through the body and focuses on the desire to harness this force for the healing. This also begins a process of allowing the emotional and the mental bodies, where this astral attachment is, to communicate with the physical body, knowing that all physical imbalances begin with the emotions and their created thoughts. Are you with me?
You want to say that again? Because that's something that a lot of people are going to deny right from the very beginning.
And it's the resistance of that and not taking responsibility for that, because responsibility equals consequence. When we're not taking responsible for what's happening and why, then we're often having a consequence not to our liking. So involving the patient in the process of their own healing often begins by allowing them to be heard. This is vital. So the healing begins with the hearing and the nurturing first. What happens here is this begins the balancing of the energetic spiritual life forces flowing through humanity, which is life itself, and focuses on the desire to harness this force for healing. This also begins the process of allowing the emotional and mental bodies to communicate with the physical, knowing that all physical imbalances begin with the emotions and their created thoughts. So there's a lot of new information in there, but we've repeated that, and people can listen to that again. So it's about the involvement It's about the involvement of the energetic flow. It's balance or imbalance within the physical body and the effect of emotions on this energy flow that are major missing links in addiction therapy. You had something
absolutely
you wanted to say, Jude?
Absolutely a missing link.
Okay, let me say this again. It's the involvement of the energetic flow, the imbalance or balance of it. Okay. Within the physical body, and the effect of emotions on this energy flow are the major missing wisdom in any form of medicine today. Okay. So the disease, the addiction, as you discussed in your introduction, it's not a punishment or a test to be endured through long suffering, but it's a learning tool to further awaken the individual's purpose for healing by, most importantly, knowing their purpose for living. Okay. No one's going to heal addiction without knowing their purpose for healing. These purposes can be revealed by knowing who you are as a spiritual being having human experience and why you're here to learn to love self, that's others, through the world. Why you want to get well, why you want to heal your addiction is the spiritual energetic force within the healing process. Activating, evoking purpose in this way places healing in a much larger energetic arena than simply addressing a physical problem symptom. Knowing the who and the why of your lives assist in manifesting the healing through your reason to want to be here. No one's going to heal addiction or cancer or some life-threatening disease without this process. And these are your instantaneous healings, your miraculous healings, all come from awakening of knowing who you are and why you're here.
Yeah.
So
and,
we are. Go ahead.
When you talked about learning to love yourself, addiction is a perfect example of not loving yourself. And so it's just such a beautiful way to show us who we're not, so we can remember who we are and learn to love ourselves. So thanks
so
for
the,
that
so
one.
The bumper sticker is, humanity loves to learn what is through what is not. So we're seeing the positive teaching within an illness situation allows us to take ownership, release the victimhood, and find the meaning, value, and purpose in choosing the way we are choosing to heal or to learn.
Yes.
This allows the individual to know they are co-creators within the creation of their lives as they take full responsibility for being self-empowered master of their own healing. This doesn't mean that they can't ask for help outside, but the permanent healing is going to be a process of inside out.
Yes, and for anyone involved in the addictive process to know that he or she is not a victim. When you said taking full responsibility because we're co-creators, beautifully put.
Okay, so here's the big one. Here's our bumper, another bumper sticker within all of this. Everything we're talking about in this program is a resetting of the individual's soul plan compass, a resetting of the reason the person is here, a reminder.
Mm.
Okay,
beautiful,
so quite simply,
beautiful.
Humanity has imbalanced our lives and world You see all the upheaval in the world out there right now, in governments and politics and corporations and religions and educational systems. Okay, so quite simply, humanity has imbalanced our lives and our world, and now our physical bodies are mirroring, reflecting this, often through something called addiction, communicating the problem to humanity. That's another link I want to make beyond the astral connection. So our bodies are really mirroring what's going on outside of ourselves, since we're all made of the same cosmic stuff, the same electrons and atoms and neurons. So
absolutely.
I want to move on and then just give us, in the brief time we have, four steps to assist in healing addiction. Okay, so let's just review this. Here we go. As we said earlier, the first step is to know something's wrong. Allow the person to be heard as the addiction therapist. You don't feel well. What is it? Because true healing begins with consciousness awareness by being heard. That's step number one. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that, Jude?
I agree with you totally. The conscious awareness and anybody working from the therapeutic side needs to really incorporate what you said about let the person talk, let the person know that there is something wrong rather than shaming and blaming, which a lot of people in the addiction field do.
All healing begins with being heard and allowing the patient to be heard. Now, within that respect, a lot of traditional psychotherapy gets that part of it right. Okay, that's number one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's our number. Number two, can we accept with compassion, and acceptance plus compassion equals forgiveness, what you have created and learn what you need to learn the way you need to learn it? In this case, addiction. And that's why I wanted to begin this program by expressing a whole new idea and definition of an astral entity in the psychic astral realm, connecting to the emotional body through a karmic consequence and a karmic connection to a person. Okay, so we accept with compassion, thus we forgive, why we have created this to learn what we've learned. Now, in the Angel News Network, with my colleagues and I, of Jeff Fasano and Joel Anastasi, we have hundreds and hundreds of tools to assist people to awaken up this process of learning who you are, why you're here.
And Philip, why don't you take this opportunity right now to tell people how they can become part of the Angel News Network?
Just go into theangelnewsnetwork.com, and you can sign up for our email list, or just let us know that there's something that you need. We have a wonderful program called Life Mastery, a guide for creating the life you say you want and the courage to live it. And these are all, again, remember, all of the information that we do, including what I'm discussing here, is from higher realms. This whole Life Mastery program is from Archangel Michael via Jeff Fasano and Joel Anastasi, who edited it. So there's just so many programs in there to learn what your wounds are, to learn what your ego defenses are, and what's causing you to behave the way you're behaving. So let's just continue. We've got step one, we've got step two, let's do step three, and then we want to get to step four. So step three is to know you are the major player in the inside-out healing process. Once you release any judgment or shaming of what you have created, you can better allow an assessment of what the next steps might be through your resonance, how you feel about it, and your discernment, how you think about it. There's the self-empowerment. Okay.
That's a major, like you said, major player. That is the tool. I love it. Go ahead.
Right there. Let me say that one again. The third step, we've got one and two, is to know who you, that you're the major player in this. This is a process of inside out. You chose this through being the creator of your life. Once you release any judgment or shaming or blaming in your relationship with self, that you've created this to learn what you need to learn, the way you need to learn it, the next steps, whatever they might be coming to you in a therapeutic addiction process, will be determined by your resonance, how you feel about it, and your discernment, how you think about it. That's your self-empowerment. That discernment, that resonance is your internal gyro system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Anything you'd like to add on number three before we go to number four, and then we can play with these a bit?
No. I mean, I'm in total agreement with everything you're saying, and you're putting it really succinctly and clearly so that people really understand that.
This is I'm being very concise and terse with that, and we can get back to lengthier conversations. So the fourth step, okay, is to remember your emotions and thoughts create your reality. Okay? Check in with your belief system. If some erroneous beliefs become your knowing, that's what you will experience. It's really bad for me to have this addiction. I'm a bad person. Okay, by knowing and empowering yourself, you're teaching your body to entrain to the highest vibration, thus balancing its energy flow and allowing yourself to permanently heal. You're learning to employ what we might call energy medicine and the vital role of the unseen forces that we started this discussion with in bringing about the healing of yourself, in this case, addiction. Okay.
Yes.
So these are our four steps. A lot of people don't understand that our emotions create our thoughts, that create a word, that creates an action, that creates the energetic flow within our body, which creates what we call addiction or disease.
Yeah, a majority of people are not aware of that, especially with a lot of programs that have come out recently. But you want to say that once more about your emotions and thoughts so that people can really absorb it?
Okay, so this is new for some people because a lot of people think the mental body is all there is. And within humanity, we don't really understand emotions. The emotive feeling and what they really mean is our pathway to our divinity and our soul plans. So the fourth step, the final fourth step, is to remember your emotions and thoughts create your reality. That's how powerful you are. So check in with your belief systems. If some erroneous belief system becomes your knowing, then you will experience that. And there's a lot of erroneous belief systems out there.
Oh, I agree with you. There are tons. And the bottom line to all of this is that everything is energy. And when you're in a higher vibrational energy with your thoughts and your emotions, your life goes much smoother. But most people who are deeply involved in an addiction are in a lower energy, and therefore their emotions and thoughts become very distorted and self-defeating, and therefore they remain feeling horrible about their addictions.
So if we're composed of energy, as we're saying we are, and that's what the whole premise of this is, raising the vibrations within the body is vital. There's no better way to do this than through joy. Find people and activities that allow you to laugh at your condition, knowing you are not your addiction. Play in nature. Look in the mirror every day, knowing you came from love, you are love, and you are lovable. So we
train
to the highest vibration within the environment. So if we are experiencing joy and bliss and that frequency, that's what those around us will entrain to.
And that does not mean that when you are under the influence of a substance, of an addictive substance, where you get that false high thinking everything is wonderful, because in fact what you're really doing is sedating those lower vibrational emotions because you're afraid of them. And it also, a lot of people will say, oh, they're in sexual bliss when they are taking addictive substances. This is absolutely not true. What Philip is talking about is true joy and true bliss.
So what I want you to imagine is this astral entity that attaches to your emotional body. See it as a coiled, dark gray snake that wraps around you and creates emotion that creates a craving that electrifies the emotional body in a false sense of joy or pleasure, but actually it's a very dense earthbound vibration that it's not spirit, that is not of a high vibration at all. So it's really interesting that we call some drugs spirits. And as you're discussing,
isn't
people
it?
Whenever they are on some drugs or alcohol, they say, but I'm feeling high. you're actually, it's a false sense of high. It's a false sense of an elevated vibration in reality. It's a corrupted, dense energy that's keeping you very earthbound.
Oh, how very true, and I love the way you put that. And you gave a nice visual for people also. Thank you for that.
And if we could just remember these things in the short amount of time we've had together, and see if they work as tools in addition to what people already have within their bailiwick of tools and what your program has always already given them in the past, perhaps this can help people see addiction in a whole nother way. It's so vital. I think addiction's increasing because it is a reflection of what's happening in the outside world, being assimilated into our emotional and our mental bodies, and our bodies are reflecting that from the inside out as it comes in. And you see more and more of that in a lot of behavior. And addiction is expressed in whole other ways with electronic devices, with tattooing. It's not just drugs. It's not just alcohol. It's not just sexual behavior or gambling. We're now seeing addiction manifesting itself in a much more dramatic way with electronic appliances that people cannot function without having that in their hand, without being constantly connected. And so we're actually seeing more addiction than we ever have before because of what's going on outside of ourselves.
How true. It's accepted. It is so accepted as being normal that so many people wouldn't even want to question some of the stuff that you said about the electronics. We do. Most of us think of addictions only as drug or alcohol or gambling or sex, and it is so much more widespread and pervasive.
Well, for those who don't believe what's being said, there are thousands of workshops and retreats right now dealing with electronic and device addictions.
Uh-huh.
Actually putting
True.
People in environments without it. I'm old enough to remember before any of this existed. Okay. And my question is the world better as a result of all this connection? In some ways, we're getting information that we never had before. But a lot of this, I can't be with myself. I can't be alone unless I'm constantly plugged in electronically. That is an addiction, whether you want to call it that or not.
Amen. Hallelujah. And you are so right on. And with that, Philip, we only have about 2 minutes left. Is there something that you would like to leave the audience with before I close?
Yes. All of what humanity creates, everyone, is meant for humanity to know itself and better understand the way we create. Any health issue, including addiction, is a way to wake up through your healing. I'm going to say that again. Any health issue, including addiction, is a way to wake up through healing. When humanity is not just trying to fix or get rid of the health issue, but see it as a learning tool, not a punishment, it can become a transformation of individual lives and humanity. This is healing. This is creating the life we say we want.
And this is definitely waking up, and I want to thank you so much for creating the wake up and being the waker upper, because everything you have said is so magnificently put in terms of learning tools for waking up. And with that, I would like to close with, what is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us, and the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. Make the world a better place with you in it, and love those addictions for helping you to become a more responsible creator. Philip, thank you very, very much for who you are and your input. And everybody, stay beautiful. Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.